Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Interview.
On 959 Breakfast.
Interview.
On 959 Breakfast.
Time for the interview, and we are chatting to Dr. Shah. Dr. Maryam Shah, author and international leadership coach, as well as organizational culture change consultant. Dr. Shah, good morning.
Good morning.
How are ya?
I'm well.
Listen,
how are you?
We're blessed, absolutely blessed to get like a, what is more like a free session with a psychiatrist, right? I mean, this is absolutely fantastic. So we kick this one off by saying, asking ourselves how we are standing in the way of our own success, right? And we're talking about a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. Now, this content here is very special and precious to me because I follow the teachings of Dr. Carol Dweck, right? And she is also very focused on fixed mindsets versus growth mindsets. Firstly, Dr. Shah, let's break down what we mean by a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset.
All right. So to better understand how we function, neuroscientists have studied our mindset. How we interpret success and failure impacts our emotions, our thinking, our behavior, our experiences. Mm-hmm. And of course, that impacts the way we perform, the way we learn, our resilience, our leadership capabilities, the way we lead others. So a fixed mindset, and categorized into fixed and the growth, as you clearly mentioned, I'll give you some examples of the behavior of a fixed mindset. So fixed mindset individual believes that we can't change. This is the way we've been born.
Exactly.
These are all the talents and the knowledge we have, and there's no change to it. And a growth mindset, of course, believes that every opportunity is a learning opportunity. We have the ability to grow. I can give you a few examples of how we behave in the fixed mindset. So, for example, closer to home and our daily lives, when we do something and we fail, we don't try again. So in a fixed mindset, we call ourselves a failure. For example, if we have to bake a cake or try, being on bicycle or exercise, whatever it is, and we're not good at it, we tend to say, I'm a failure. I'm never going to be good at this. And we tend to look at other people in the same way. If they do something that they're not successful at, we look at them as failures. Mm-hmm. The growth mindset, on the other hand, is quite the opposite. That looks at an opportunity to learn. And that looks at, the example I'll give you is baking a cake. When you bake a cake and it flops, a fixed mindset would say, I'm never going to be good at this. I'm giving up. A growth mindset would say, what did I learn from this? What could I do differently? And some other examples would be, with your listeners and all of us in our daily lives, when we have children give us their results from school, we would applaud the A's and the A+, and we'll frown upon anything lower. When a child is not doing too well, we'd look at them as being useless and not being successful. In fact, many parents would say this, you are useless and you're not successful.
Absolutely.
A growth mindset. A growth mindset parent would say, well, I've noticed you've improved from a D to a C, and acknowledge the incremental improvement and acknowledge the effort that's put into that. And, in the workspace, you'd find a manager that is a fixed mindset would have the high performers and the very low performers and not even try with the low performers. And often you would hear them saying, well, you're not going to get any better than this. I don't know how you were recruited. Whatever, language we tend to use. While a growth mindset manager would say, how can I improve you? Can I coach you? Can I send you on training? And look at the strength of the individual and ways to motivate them. Also, going back to the definition, as you explained earlier, a fixed mindset person would every situation would be evaluated, whether it's a success or failure. Will I look smart? Will I be accepted or rejected? Will I feel like a winner or a loser? And in contrast, the growth mindset person would say, I'm not afraid to fail. I'm inspired by people that are great around me. I learn from those. They would ask for help. They would learn from every experience. They know that the journey to be successful is all the effort, the learning, the mistakes.
Dr. Shah, I mean, you've traveled the world, spoke to many people from different walks of life. What generally informs people's self-belief, I mean, outside of themselves? I mean, how does where you live or where you grew up, who you shared a life with, a home with, how you've been spoken to, you know, how does that affect one's self-belief or mindset?
I like that. That's a good question.
All of it does. That's a great question. All of it does. But the great thing is, so we have, we grow up in a society where people, what they say to us impacts us. And that causes us to have limiting beliefs. So we don't believe we're good enough. There's this voice in our head that says that we're not successful. But in a growth mindset, a person believes that others' opinion is just an opinion. And they have an idea or knowledge of their own strengths. So for people listening to your show today, it's know who you are, know your strengths. Yes, others can tell you what they think of you, that's their opinion, but you know yourself. So culturally, society, all of that impacts on who we become and how we view ourselves. But that's not who we are. We know who we are. We all have talents. We all have strengths. And we need to understand that. Often we lack confidence because of believing what other people say rather than knowing who we are. And that's the first point, is get to know yourself.
Absolutely.
So in a growth mindset state, that individual believes that my failure does not define me. What people say about me does not define me. I know who I am. And that's quite important in our success, in our accomplishments. And the great thing about, you know, the growth mindset and the fixed mindset, it's the ability to change. So we're not born with a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. It's life's experiences, it's getting to know ourselves,
absolutely,
it's the work that we do. So, with, you know, neuroscientists talk about neuroplasticity, the ability the brain has to change its form and to learn and to grow. So when we are not born this way, we have the ability to change. Right now we could change.
Absolutely. Dr. Shah, on the back of, you know, I really love Sol's question that he just posed and how you've answered it as well. And you speak about self-knowledge, right? And obviously within that, we as individuals set goals. But how do we ascertain if these goals are inspired more by our strengths or our insecurities? Because sometimes we play small because we really don't think we can achieve more. And that usually speaks to imposter syndrome. And our goal setting then becomes, you know, if it stems from a point of insecurity, then you're trying to prove points. But if it stems from a place of strength, then you truly are trying to learn and be on the journey of self-discovery. How do we then ascertain in goal setting?
Excellent. So when we know it's our strength, what coaches call being in flow, when you are in a space that you enjoy what you are doing and it comes so easily, you forget that time has passed by when you're doing something that you're really good at, that is in flow with your strength. They call that being in flow. And that's when you would know that you're doing something that you are enjoying and that's bringing out the best in you. If you are struggling with it, then it's a question of why am I struggling with it? Is it a skill that I'm lacking, or is it something that I'm doing because I'm proving a point?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think you've given us much to think about in terms of the mindset, well, the state of mind we are present in. Preferably, I'd encourage everyone to be of a growth mindset. Go easy on yourself. As Dr. Shah says, we all are learning, and we should seek to learn rather than to be fixated on perfecting things that are naturally imperfect.
And I think just give yourself time, because sometimes you're conditioned from when you were a kid. Maybe, you know, you're in an abusive environment. Give yourself time. I don't think it's a change you can just make overnight.
Absolutely. Do the work. Dr. Shah, thank you so much for your time this morning. She is author and international leadership coach, as well as organizational culture change consultant. Still posing that question to you, how are you standing in your own way to success? Drop us those voice notes, 063-688-0959. Also, I may add, if you truly look into self and introspect, are you currently, knowing what you know now after listening to Dr. Shah, are you currently in a fixed mindset or in a growth mindset?
Or transitioning between the two, from fixed to growth.
To growth, that's also fair. That's also fair.
Interview
on 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.